This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Well, it's a roller coaster afternoon here on Vectis Radio. That was Slade, Because I Love You. And one of my favourite groups from the 1980s and still going strong today, although with slightly different people on board. It was Kraftwerk with The Model. Now, we've got the Isle of Wight College here again. We had rave reviews last week, you know, for those monologues that they did. This is all part of their coursework. They are four very brave people here in the studio today because they're going out live on national, in fact, global radio here with Vectis, because you can pick this up anywhere in the world. And what these brave young students have been doing on their performing arts course at the Isle of Wight College is put together a monologue that they have written themselves, and they're now going to perform it in front of us live. And we're very excited about that. Our first victim, performer, is Jenna Davey. Jenna, you are not born and bred on the Isle of Wight, are you?
No.
So it was Huntingdon, you said, that you came from. And you would like to be either somebody dancing in the West End, I understand, or somebody who works on a cruise. Which of those two would you prefer in your hearts of hearts?
My dream is to be on stage in the West End.
Yeah.
But I think, because obviously that's really, like, quite hard to get into.
I think they're very, very cruel people who sort of choose you for that.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen at Pineapple the way people are chosen, and it's really sort of heartless. So you have
really
to get
brutal.
Katie and Dean sort of standing over you with a whip to get you sort of really in training for that. But it would be brilliant if you could do that.
It would be like my dream, but I think cruises would be something it would be easy. And the fact that
I don't think they're easy, but I do think the fact that you're all together is quite nice. That you're all one group and you're travelling around together.
Yeah, and it's not far from the island. It's literally in Southampton. Cruise.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, of course. So you're just going across to Southampton and then you just sort of come back. How would you get into that?
I want to go to university to study more, becoming a dancer so I can have a professional level, and then I'd probably go to auditions and,
Brilliant. Well, look, come back and tell us exactly how you get on. But now is the big moment.
Yes.
Jenna, please, can we have your monologue?
Okay, shall I start?
Yes, please.
Okay. I moved to the Isle of Wight in summer of 2013, where I was 15 years old. It wasn't the best idea to move to another school during important exams, but I had to go because unfortunately my granddad was dying of cancer. My parents and I made the decision to move so we could be with him and spend time with him during his last year. I was very apprehensive about the move, but also very excited. I've been coming to the Isle of Wight since I was a baby for short holidays to visit my family, and as a kid I loved having my holidays on the Isle of Wight, especially going to all the different beaches around the island and visiting places like Amazon World, Robin Hill, Black Gang Chine, The Needles and Sandown Zoo. Compton Beach was always my favourite beach to go to, especially during the summer. It was the best beach on the island for bodyboarding, and as a kid that was my favourite beach activity. I also enjoyed going to Shanklin for the amusement arcades, where they had Jungle Gym's adventure play area. Yes, I was slightly nervous, but I was also more excited to move to the island because, frankly, my life was pretty boring and dull when I was living in a little village called Brampton in Cambridgeshire. Every morning, waking up to the thought of having to go to an awful school with students and teachers that were nasty and snobby if you weren't rich or popular or didn't fit in and you were looked down upon. I also dreaded having to walk 2 miles to school and socialise with horrible girls at the time I'd call my friends. These friends were people who treated me like I was a dirt under their shoe, picked on me, called me nasty names. They would let other people bully me in front of them and not do anything about it, but just laugh. They would leave me out and refuse to invite me to meetups outside of school. They used me for things like money for their lunch and lifts to and from school. Then when it came to the weekends, I would do the same thing every Saturday and go shopping on the same bus to the same shopping centre with the same friends and shop for things I could never afford, as I didn't earn a lot of money from my parents for doing my chores each week. My parents didn't earn as much money as my friends' parents did, Really, all my money each week went on the fare for the bus because it was that expensive. Moving to the island has made my life so much better and made me feel like I was not going to be miserable for the rest of my life, that I would actually have a decent life with decent friends, family, and a good career. I've made friends with such amazing, caring, loving, and supportive people when I started attending at the Isle of Wight College. These friends have been the best sort of people to have in my life, and they have helped me find happiness and to be a better person. They've made me feel wanted, and I thank them for tolerating my craziness and silly habits. All the things and memories we have made together. We've been to concerts, festivals, zoos, parties. We go for meals and we spend as much time together as we can. And the time I have with them is full of laughter. I have a wonderful family who also live on the island and who are very supportive, and I see them every week when we all meet up for a meal and drinks down the Man in the Moon's pub. It's nice to have family around and see them grow and for them to see me grow. I also have a great career ahead of me to become a professional dancer because of the performing arts course I have studied at the Isle of Wight College. Joining this course has helped me get the grades I need to progress to a university to study dance. I've also managed to find myself a good job that pays me a good amount of money and the hours fit well in my lifestyle. All in all, there are ups and downs in life, but I am now finally happy with mine.
I think that was fantastic. Well done. Everyone's clapping outside. I think that was absolutely marvellous. Very, very touching. Also makes me want to move to the Isle of Wight, actually. No, it's really nice because nobody's rich or popular here, so everybody fits in. I mean, that is a really, really nice way of looking at living here on the island. You know, it's just something that you don't really think about. And I'm really, really glad that you're settled and you're happy. There's a great monologue. Very best of luck with the rest of your career.
Thank you.
We're going to hear from you again, aren't we? Because you're writing a play.
Yeah.
Have you started on
yeah,
that?
We started yesterday.
Fantastic. Well, Jenna, thank you very much indeed. Here is Crystal Waters and Hi-Fi Sean with Testify. Hi-Fi Sean. And something Judith just brought in to me here. Some Crystal Waters. That, of course, was Testify. Really good track. So right now. Now I'm here with Lottie King from the Isle of Wight College. Lottie, we are about to hear a monologue from you. And I was thinking to myself, this is funny, because all of these monologues are a bit to do with the Isle of Wight. And then, of course, I realised that Katie out there said, yes, they've all got to be something to do with the Isle of Wight, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, she did.
So what have you done? What is your twist?
So I've decided to do a comedy piece,
right.
And it's a tour guide speaking about the tour of the Isle of Wight.
And are you on a bus? Because one of
yeah.
our yeah, so buses are quite big, aren't they, in terms of these monologues?
Yeah,
we had a really good one last week about being on a Southern Vectis bus, but that wasn't a tour. That was more of a run around with sort of strange people getting on and off the bus.
Yeah.
But you're doing something very different. Now, you want to be a dancer as well.
I do.
I think a bit like Jenna.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in the same troupe? Do you want to be on a ship?
Possibly, yeah. I haven't decided what I want to go into exactly, but I know that I'd love to use dance in some way.
Yeah, fantastic. And are you a great fan of ballet?
I'm not very trained in ballet.
Yeah.
I've done more contemporary hip-hop styles.
Oh, fantastic. Really? And do you do tap as well?
I don't do tap, no.
No. So hip-hop. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're doing... Now, I'm an old person, all right. So what do you do when you're doing hip-hop dancing? What kind of dancing? It's not break dancing, is it?
I don't do break dancing as much, but it's just the style of, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to have to look it up because it's not a style I'm familiar with. But all the best with that. Now, I think I better let you get on that bombshell. So please do start when you're ready.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can everybody hear me? Okay, great. Well. Good afternoon and welcome to Isle of Wight Tours. My name is Geraldine Take. Please feel free to call me Jerry or Miss. Thank you for joining us today. This is my first day working for Isle of Wight Tours and I can't wait to explore and tell you all about this magnificent isle. First stop, Dinosaur Isle. I know what you're thinking, they're extinct. But no, the Isle of Wight is 10 years behind and we still have a few left. We're about to pass now. So keep an eye out and you might just spot one. Oh. Well, can't see any right now. If you'd like to sit back down, madam, we'd better carry on to our next stop. Oh, look! Look over there to your left. Cows! This must be cows. So, cows. Cows week. In the summer, it's full of people dressed in red trousers and cardigans tied around their necks. They come to watch the beginning of the race. Thousands of cows gather together to compete to find the fastest cow of them all. I haven't had the chance to go to this event yet, but I have heard it's great and I plan to go this summer. We're now off to Godshill Model Village. Get ready to strut your stuff. I believe this is where the top runway models of the UK come to train in runway, fashion, lingerie and commercial. Godshill got its name because when God created the world, he created this hill. Oh look, and there's God's tree, God's bench and God's red squirrel. Our next stop is Newport, but I think we'll skip that stop for today as there's not a lot there. So, we're now off to the Pepper Pot, or the salt cellar. Would anyone like to stop off here at the souvenir shop? You can purchase pepper pots or salt shakers. No? Alright then. In preparation for our next stop, I will hand out some safety gear, as coming up now are the needles. Watch out, they are sharp. As you can see from the cliffs, we are privileged on the Isle of Wight to have a great artist, Mr. Tennyson, who painted our cliffs like a rock rainbow. Let's stop here and take some time to admire this work of art. See how he has used careful-ish brushstrokes and vivid-ish colours. Our tour is almost over now, so we'll go to the ferry in Yarmouth. If you would like to leave this island, you may need to take out a small loan, or steal a life jacket from one of the boats in the harbour and swim your way home. Thank you for joining me on this tour today, and please feel free to leave feedback on TripAdvisor for your tour guide today, Miss Take.
Well done. That's very, very good. I hope everybody out there got that little joke about Tennyson, because if they didn't, it's nul point for the crew out there. Did you all get that? Yes, yeah. Oh, they did on the right. Chip's put his hand up, but I'm not quite sure. Anyway, did the girls get it? Yes, they all got it, yeah. Actually, Chip's nodding, he got it, yeah. Everyone got it. Well, thank goodness for that. Let's just hope you got it at home. Otherwise, it's nul point for you. Lottie, that was absolutely fantastic. Really, really humorous. And I think we're going to have to get you to do some alternative tours here on the island. That'd be marvellous. Anyway, thank you very much indeed. We're back after some ads with some more monologues. The 1975, and that was the sound. I have to say, 1975 wasn't a bit like that. It wasn't exciting at all. But I've got Sienna Fisher in the studio with me from the Isle of Wight College. And Sienna, you have breaking news. I understand. You have told me something I never knew would ever happen on the Isle of Wight and never knew could be possible. Could you just repeat what you said?
Yes, so we're supposed to be getting a Nando's in Sandown.
We are supposed to be getting a Nando's in Sandown. This is... Look, everyone's just gone ecstatic out there. I can't believe it. I was just saying, Judith and I sing about Chicken Nando to the theme by Lady Gaga, don't we? Fernando. Yeah. Well, we're not huge Nando's fans, but I have to say, that is a boost to the island. The reason we were talking about Nando's was we were saying one way that the island could be improved is if some sort of huge cultural institution came here and could be used as a cultural hub. And Sienna bravely said that Nando's might just do that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, somehow this ties in with your monologue, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Go on, then. Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll... Should we critique it at the end?
Okay.
All right, yeah, let's do that. Come on, I'm really looking forward to this because, again, this is about the island. But you are going to put the knife in, aren't you? So I'm go on, do it.
What is the definition of island? Do you know? Well, I'm about to tell you. The definition of island is to be surrounded by water, and therefore you are isolated. This is how most younger people feel on the island. They feel trapped, isolated, and lose hope of leaving or earning a good living. With 17 years living on the Isle of Wight under my belt, I can speak knowledgeably about the career opportunities available. Or should I say, lack of. Although there are some careers on the island which you can access without too much hassle, like civil service and shopkeeping, there is a lack of opportunities for the more exclusive careers.
These could be ranging anywhere from a marine biologist to a performer on West End, an artist to a boat driver, or maybe even someone wanting to be in the army. For higher education in relation to these career paths, you have to leave the island. The reason for this is there are no universities on the island, especially ones that are specialised. And therefore, to participate in such an education, it is impossible to stay here. However, if you manage to actually achieve a job here in the career of your choice, the salary leaves much to be desired. In turn, most people need to leave the island so they can earn a decent living and provide for their families. Linking into this, when you have a job, it is difficult to progress throughout levels. Many people end up settling for jobs that they may not really be happy with. This could be for many reasons, including not having the funds to leave, not having the confidence to leave, and maybe they only earn enough to live off. Overall, I believe my opinion on jobs on the island is pretty clear, and although I am happy with the part-time job I have at the moment, I aspire for a career in a more exclusive profession, which I may not be able to achieve here. Due to this, I am unsure of my future. Will I stay here and settle, or will I leave and achieve my dream job? I don't know yet, but we'll soon see.
Well, well done. That was hard-hitting stuff. All clapping out there, I see. That was very, very, very hard-hitting stuff. What do you think can be done? Should we build a bridge or a tunnel?
I think that is an option, but there's easier options as well.
Yeah.
So you can get qualifications, higher education qualifications on the island, but they're only in certain things.
Yeah.
So it would be nicer if you could get some of them in the more exclusive stuff, like performing arts.
Okay, so what we should do then is probably convince a university on the mainland to sort of set up a little sort of outreach place here.
Yeah.
On the island. And it doesn't have to be the whole university, but certain courses from that university could be accredited to a school. So yeah. maybe that's the next step, do you think, for the Isle of Wight College?
Yeah, well, the college is already connected with Chichester.
Yeah.
So maybe if just a few more connections.
So a few more courses like that.
Advance on that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that seems really sensible. Well, look, thank you very much, Sienna. It's been marvellous having you on the show.
Thank you.
And thank you for that monologue. You too are writing a play, aren't you?
Yeah.
How far advanced are you?
Well, at the moment, we're only having a practice, so we were told to choose a fairy tale and modernise it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So we're just in a groups at the moment trying to figure out how
which
to
fairy
write
tale?
It.
Oh, have you chosen the fairy tale?
Yeah, so
on, which one
the
is
group
that?
I'm in, we're doing Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, we just went to see Sleeping Beauty at the ballet, actually. That was very nice. So, yeah, nice. Well, we're looking forward to that. Here's James Arthur. I'm going to quickly get you out of the studio and get Rachel in here in a second. So thanks very much for that.
Thank you.
James Arthur. And Say You Won't Let Go. Well, I almost failed to let go of the controls here at Vectis Radio because I'm talking to Rachel Bowden, is it, or Bowen?
Bowen.
Bowen, I'm sorry, Rachel. And she's so interesting, you know, I just completely forgot that I was about to go on air because Rachel's been telling me she's got a similar monologue to one, I think it was it Lottie's or Jenna's earlier?
Jenna's.
Jenna, when she was talking about moving to the Isle of Wight. Now, you have moved a number of places. You started off in South Africa and then you went to Northern Ireland and now you've ended up on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Wow. That is such a sort of mixed bag of places to be, isn't it?
It definitely messed with my accent a bit.
Yeah. It's very difficult to place your accent, actually. So does everyone have that problem?
Quite a few people, yeah.
Right. Well, you also were very brave just a few minutes ago because you told me that you haven't a clue what you want to do with your life.
No clue at all.
Well, that's fantastic. Are you one of these people who just sort of thinks about the next week?
Yeah,
right.
Basically.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, and you're thinking about the next month because you're together with Rihanna in charge of this murder mystery, aren't you?
Yes.
Wow. And that's going to be 40 people, isn't it? And in a posh restaurant at the Isle of Wight College with a posh menu. And you're going to, sort of squirt blood all over the place?
Well, not quite blood all over the place, but it's definitely going to get interesting.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And there's going to be some filming, I think, over the next week. And then there are going to be film clips as well, aren't there?
Yes, we're going to have some film clips to help because we can't do all of the action live in the restaurant because there's not enough space or things won't flow properly. So we thought, film them live and then show them to you on the night.
It's very ambitious and best of luck with that. We're coming to that. And we've already done our menu choices. Are there still some places available?
I think so, a few.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, if you want to find out more about that, we'll give you a number, I think, later. Katie? Yeah, okay. I'll get Katie to run in here with a telephone number. It's excellent value. I think it's either £20 or £25 a head, and that includes a wonderful three-course meal. Now, Rachel, it's time for your monologue. Shall I let you go?
Okay.
Okay.
The Isle of Wight is such a small thing, just a dot on the map. I was angry when I had to move here. I thought seeing the same faces every day and running out of things to do would drive me mad. I came from a place with huge open roads, a place where there were bars on every window, and wild animals were a genuine worry. I think the thing that scared me the most was feeling trapped, cut off from everything else in the world. But on my first night on the island, trying to figure out where our house was, we got lost. It was strange, though, because if you get lost in South Africa, you panic. You don't know if there's a war going around the next corner or anything. But on the island, I was actually kind of amazed. There were these endless fields dotted with small lights from farmhouses. And despite the fact that it was dark and cold, the island was and is beautiful. The things that I feared soon became things I enjoyed. The same faces became an almost community that made me feel safe. And the lack of new entertainment areas forced me to explore places I'd never seen before, and the difficulty getting off the island helped me to make new friends. I think what I'm trying to say is that the island was once a nightmare, but it quickly turned to a dream. Coming from South Africa to this cold, kind of bleak place was a shock. I stood out wherever I went. Not only because of my accent, but because of the amount of clothes I would wear. I mean, 12 degrees, that's the highest? That's ridiculous! Let's just say that it took me some time to get used to the cold and the rain. Although, even today I wear one more layer than most of my friends, and my accent is fading, which I truly hate. I'm going to have to stop myself, because despite my lengthy list of things I miss, and things that I kind of dislike about the island, I don't have all day. I do, however, want to finish on a relative high note. So, for now, I'll put up with the island. And as soon as things are good to go, I'll leave. Live my life in exciting places. See the world. And when I'm finished exploring, when I've reached my limit, I'll visit the island one last time, simply to remind myself of its picturesque beauty and the people that I met here.
Oh, I think that's absolutely marvellous. Thank you very much. Rachel, very, very sweet, because you know, you were fearful of the life here on the island. You said there was a bar in every window in South Africa, whereas here there's a bar on every corner. Very, very, very sweet. Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Where next? You don't know what you're going to be doing next, but is there another country that you would, you know, if you could choose any country in the world to move to, which one would it be?
Well, that's a difficult one.
Yeah.
I think I would like to go back to South Africa, not to live, but to visit.
Mm-hmm.
I think one place that I have considered going back to living is Northern Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people here have never been to Northern Ireland. You know, it's I've only been twice, and that was about 30 years ago. And it's very different, isn't it, to what people expect? Because people are expecting tanks driving down every street and things like that because of what happened 30 or 40 years ago. But it's a very beautiful part of the country, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it up there when I go to visit my cousins who live there.
Yeah, lovely. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We're looking forward to that murder mystery. And we better have some ads now, and then we'll do a little wrap-up with Katie. Thank you very much. Buddy Holly. Brown-eyed handsome man. I don't know what colour Buddy Holly's eyes were. I guess, were they brown? I don't know. I'm here with Katie Edmonds. She is here to review the troops, and Jenna, who was our first victim today, is sitting here as well. We've got about a minute to wrap this up, Katie. Okay. What did you think of them?
I'm always really impressed with them. I think that they're really brave, particularly with the content and what they're putting into the monologues and how much of themselves they're sharing.
Yeah. Well, Jenna was very, very brave here. I wasn't expecting that, Jenna, because it was very, very personal, sort of what happened to you at your previous school. It was very, very good of you to share that with us. Thank you.
Yeah. It's very unlike Jenna as well, because Jenna presents herself as kind of someone that's really carefree and bubbly. She's got a lovely personality, but we don't often see that in Jenna. So for me, you know, having worked with Jenna now, what's this, the third year?
My third year with
Jenna. That's probably the most I've learned about her.
Well, radio changes people, you know, because at home I'm just grumpy. I sit in a corner and I don't say a word. So it's, and Judith's agreeing out there. Now, this murder mystery, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. Yes. Judith and I are coming to it. You're all going to be there. You're starring in it. The food looks absolutely amazing.
I know.
From your wonderful restaurant. Is it £25 a head or 20?
It's £20 a head. Yep.
It's a bargain.
It's a bargain. And the menu cheaper than is Nando's. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We have a performance. Our murder mystery is on the 16th of March, Thursday the 16th. Tickets are £20. And if you want to book a place, and I have to say there's only 12 spots left.
God, so what's the number? What's the number?
It's 526-631, and that will get you through to the main college switchboard. And
fantastic.
Just ask for performing arts.
Okay, lovely. I'm going to have to stop you there. We're looking forward to seeing you next week as well. More monologues next week. Handing over to Chris Mew in just a moment. Thank you very much. James and Judy here. Back next week at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. www.vectisradio.com.